Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From Westwood One, he was on the call last night with Ian Eagle. Former offensive lineman Tony Boselli. Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Your big takeaway from the Browns win last night?
I guess the first question I would ask you, Jackson, if I was in that press conference, is why'd you wait three games or 2.5 games to put Baker Mayfield in, because you might be 3-0 if Baker Mayfield played like that to start the season. I mean, it was night and day when he came in. Energy change, the outlook of the game change, the way the guys played on offense, you know, the fan base. I mean, everything changed. And I just, for the life of me, I mean, I wasn't there at camp, so
sure.
Maybe it was obvious during camp, but boy, last night it was obvious that Baker Mayfield should be the quarterback.
Yeah, we totally agree. And we frankly have been saying Baker should have had a chance to at least compete for the job in training camp. They never even let him have reps with the ones, which sort of seems silly to us. It was almost like they were protecting Baker from competing from the job. And now here we are. I mean, Baker's going to be the starting quarterback. Has to be going forward. And he never got a chance to be with the ones. And so now you're sort of learning with him on the fly. But he's still, for a guy, Tony, that has really taken no reps with the ones, for him to look that good, doesn't it make it even that much more impressive?
Well, you got to be careful, because sometimes, you know, you come off the bench. I mean, that can be hard. You know, that can be a blessing in disguise, because no pressure. You're loose. The opposing team's not really planning for you. You know, the backup quarterback, especially if you're the first overall pick, is always the most popular guy in the world. So the fans are into it. You know, all that kind of stuff. Well, now all of a sudden, you're going to have a full week to prepare.
Right.
They're going to have a week to prepare for you. You know, the scrutiny's going to come. You know those defensive coordinators are pretty good, and they're going to have an idea of what you like, what you don't. Not that – I mean, I think Baker Mayfield's going to be good. I actually think both the quarterbacks last night on either sideline are going to be both really good pros.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's good for the NFL. But it's not going to be easy every night for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
But with that said, I think as a Browns fan, I'd be excited, because it's not just Baker. I mean, go look at that offense. I mean, that defense. I mean, you have some really good players. And what's his name? Ogunjobi.
Yep.
He's your best defensive lineman, in my opinion. I mean, everyone talks about Myles Garrett. He's outstanding, by the way, Myles Garrett. But Ogunjobi, I mean, that you watch the tape, he pops out and playing last night. He was dominant between the tackles. And then, you know, and Denzel Ward is a really good player. You know, you got Callaway, a rookie, if he can keep his, you know, keep everything clean. Obviously, Jarvis Landry, Carlos Hyde. I mean, you got some really good football players in that team. And with the quarterback, if he can play at a mid to good level, you're going to win some football games.
Talking with Tony Boselli, Westwood One. He was on the call last night with Ian Eagle as the Browns got the win against the New York Jets. He joins on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You were talking about Baker Mayfield moving forward. Tony, what do you think is the biggest thing that he's going to have to adjust to or work on as he gets more opportunity with the Browns as the starters and as the opposing defenses get more of an idea of what he's capable and what he's not?
You know, it's just you don't know what you don't know in that position, and you're going to see a lot of things for the first time. You're going to see different coverages, different looks, different blitzes. You're going to be in different situations, up big, down big, you know, tight games. I mean, he had some of that last night, what it's like to play on the road. And so it's just a learning process. And so, you know, like last night, he got away with one in the end zone. It should have been an interception. They ended up getting a field goal out of it, but he, you know, that was a terrible throw, bad decision.
Yep.
And he'll learn from that. That's okay. I mean, you know, he got fooled or whatever. And so that's just the learning process that's going to happen for Baker Mayfield, like it does every young player.
What'd you think of Carlos Hyde last night? It seemed like he was running with a purpose, and I think he even ran harder once Baker came into the game.
Man, he was a beast last night. I mean, golly, he didn't. I mean, That's one of the, he was playing in a manner like when he comes up through the line of scrimmage, guys are like, I'm not sure I want to tackle him tonight. You know, making business decisions as he comes through the hole. So he was impressive. And he had some nice runs when Tyrod was in there. The problem with Tyrod Taylor was in there, and I feel bad for him. Obviously, he was beat up, shoulder was bothering back, got the concussion.
Yep.
But there was just no rhythm. And even though, you know, Carlos Hyde had some nice runs, he could just never get anything going with any consistency. And that changed with Baker because he came in, you know, they were aggressive with him. And it opened up even more the run game with Carlos Hyde.
So there's a knock on Tyrod from a lot of people around the NFL, Tony, about he holds the ball too long, he takes too many sacks, because he tries not to make the mistake. But from an offensive lineman perspective, how hard can it be on that group with that kind of guy who has a propensity to hang on to the ball too long, not test the middle of the field, and take some unnecessary sacks?
Well, it depends. I mean, you could say a lot of those same characteristics for Ben Roethlisberger and won a couple of Super Bowls,
sure.
Pretty dang good quarterbacks.
Sure.
So, you got to be careful. I mean, we really want these little neat, you know, nice, you know, qualifications that all these players fit into. And it just doesn't work that way. Some guys are just better than others. And listen, Tyrod Taylor's had some good games, had some good years, and you kind of know what he is. He's a guy that can win football games for you. He's athletic. If he's on your roster as the backup, man, you feel really lucky because you know that he can win games over a stretch of a period of time. But, you know, all the things you said are true. He's going to hold a little bit longer. And, you know, at times, you know, the ball's going to sail on him. And the accuracy can be an issue. But he also has a lot of positive attributes. So it kind of is what it is. And so you got to be careful of trying to lump these guys in. And as an offensive lineman, listen, my job was to block.
Yeah.
Not to worry about anything else, you know, because, you know, as a young player, I remember one time I started screaming at the quarterback to get rid of the ball because I felt like he was holding it too long. And that was fine for that play, but, you know, he should have probably yelled at me about a play later and said, will you block longer because I'm getting my head taken off. And so, you know, it just kind of do your job. An offensive line is to block, not worry about how long the quarterback's holding it or not.
Is it natural, though, to be frustrated as an offensive lineman if your quarterback is not just holding the ball too long, Tony, but just struggling and not getting your offense into a rhythm and getting first downs? I wonder how you guys, you know, can you start to become frustrated up front?
Yeah, well, I think the frustration comes because you're not winning.
Yeah.
I mean, losing sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, does anyone like losing? So obviously you're going to be frustrated, but it's not at the quarterback. I mean, listen, I wasn't on just Baker Mayfield. I mean, it was on Tyrod Taylor. Mm-hmm. You know, guys were missing blitz pickups. I mean, you know, guys were missing blocks, and he was missing things. So you got to be, again, I think, and you just got to be really careful in just lumping these things in, especially, you know, I don't think it's fair to start comparing Tyrod to Baker and what Baker did with Tyrod. It was very small sample size.
Sure.
I mean, do I think Baker's a better football player? Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, so if Baker has a day where he throws, you know, one interception, four picks, are we going to be screaming for Tyrod Taylor to be put back in? Because all of a sudden we don't like what we saw that. Obviously not. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's part of the process. It's a sport. And I go back to, as an offensive lineman, just worry about doing your job. And everyone gets frustrated when you don't win. And just, I mean, you could feel it in that stadium. From when that first half they're down 14-0 and the boos and people, you know, I really thought that, my goodness, the depression level in Cleveland is going to go through the roof if they don't win this game or figure out how to get back in. I mean, you could just feel it, and it affected everybody. All that changed is a guy went in, and the fans went crazy. Before he did one thing, they were freaking out. Well, you don't think that matters to guys? You don't think that helps? You think Tyrod Taylor liked getting booed? And so I'm not blaming the fans. I'm just saying it wasn't just – I mean, you guys have gone through a disease of losing. And obviously Tyrod couldn't get you guys out of it, and the team couldn't play well enough to get it out of that, you know, kind of cycle with Tyrod as a quarterback. But something about Baker got you to that point and kind of broke the cycle.
How tough can it be to change that? Even after just one win. I mean, this was one win against the Jets. It's probably not, that disease is probably not cured at this point. So how difficult of a process is that for an NFL team to change that losing that has been habitual?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, and I actually think last night went a long way to changing that.
Okay.
Because they don't have to hear about 365 days anymore.
Gotcha.
I mean, that wears on you. And now you got to figure out, the next step is you got to start stacking together. And so if they can do that, you know, we'll see. But I think last night goes a long way of doing that.
All right, Tony, good stuff. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, there he is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.